Amen. We are delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with life, health, and strength, and with the presence of mind to come again and fellowship one with another and worship Him in spirit and in truth. This should take just a little bit, because I gave you a bit a few weeks ago of this bit. Matthew, I believe it is, chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. And you remember it probably when we read the text. Matthew chapter 14. When Jesus heard about the fact that John the Baptist had been killed. Let's start with verse 13. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place, apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals or food." But Jesus said unto them, "They need not depart. Give you them to eat." And they say unto him, "We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, "Bring them hither to me." And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, took up the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and his disciples to the multitude. And they that did eat, all eat, were filled. And they took up the leftovers or the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. And straightway, or immediately, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, Jesus went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship that the apostles had taken was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was blowing in the opposite direction in which they wanted to go, contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus went unto them, how? Walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be of good cheer. It is I." I want you to do is to be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, invite me or bid me come unto thee on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, hadn't they already been out there long enough for him to know that? He was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, why did you, or wherefore didst thou doubt? Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped Jesus, or him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, where they was headed. Title on my paper says, Being a Drop in the Bucket. Being a Drop in the Bucket. John the Baptist has just been beheaded. Shortly after this, his beheading, Jesus was given the word, and he was with this multitude in the wilderness. And we see that from the reading of this story of these events, there were 5,000 who were fed that day. When Jesus wanted to feed them, before there was anything about food, his disciples came to him and letting them know that it's time for us to send the people away. We don't have any food, or we don't have enough, nearly enough, to feed this multitude. Jesus suggested to his disciples to feed the 5,000 plus. And undoubtedly, and without question, almost without question, I would surmise that they looked at Jesus in amazement and possibly in disbelief. That many people, how can we possibly have enough food to feed them? One of the apostles suggested that there's a little boy here. He has 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. But what is that based upon this crowd that's here? From my perspective, that is the same as the apostles. It does not seem like it's much in that circumstance, in that situation. And in and of itself, it's not. But with Jesus, that's a different story. He instructs the apostles to, one of the apostles said, there's a little boy here with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. Jesus says, bring it to me. Use what you is got. Don't worry about what you ain't got. Pardon the colloquialism. That young boy has gone down in biblical history. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All because he had a small lunch and was willing to give it over to Jesus. We learn something everlastingly true from this event. It illustrates something that is different, but yet true, about the importance of everybody in the face of problems, even the little boy. It is clearly true that in the long run, everything good or bad in the world does depend on the quality of the people. Whatever happens in your life, what kind of person you are, has a lot to do with how you respond. 5 barley loaves and a couple of fish. What is that among thousands of people who need to be fed? Nevertheless, that boy, that young boy, has gone down in history. He was willing to give all he had without question. A result that was coming from this, from his small lunch, it perhaps will amaze us what we can do and continue to do with amazing speed, holding on to God's unchanging hand, not only in our collective life, but also in our individual lives. A result coming from his small lunch proves a truth worth remembering. To illustrate something that is everlastingly true about the importance of the individuals in the face of challenging circumstances, difficult situations, God would not appeal to us with our 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes if we did not matter. Hello? We matter. We matter to God. No. I want you to get this point. We matter to God with our 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes at 3201 Sandy Lane. No matter to God with our 5 barley loaves, it doesn't matter to God if we only had 2 barley loaves. He's God. We are his children. While we were yet sinners, you remember, he had his son to die for us. Each and every one of us, each and every son and daughter of God is important to God. And we ought to feel important and believe that we are important to God. One by one, we matter. We are important to God, who so loved what? Loved the world while we were yet sinners. Loved the world while we were yet sinners. And he blessed us to be saved and come into a relationship with him. And to do that, from the human perspective, that is miraculous. What kind of world would it be if only one person, had changed his or her vote regarding same-sex marriage? The Supreme Court passed that law by 1 point. Let's be encouraged. Let's rise above a future of worthlessness. One by one, we all are important. We all matter to God, and we can all count on God. Amen. Nothing is too challenging. Nothing is too difficult for God to do. I can't see how we can do that. I don't see how I can do that. You're leaving out the center of your strength. We are sons and daughters of God. We have a relationship with God. We all matter to God. We are all important to God. We all have at least 5 loaves of bread and two fishes. Jesus told his apostles, you remember, go teach. Go teach all nations whatsoever I have commanded. I don't care who they are, where they live, what their status in life is. Teach my word to them. No matter who they are, no matter where they are, no matter what their nation is, teach them. And those who hear it, believe it, receive it, baptize them. Without hesitation or reservation. Whatever I have commanded you, that you do. As you go. One by one. One by one. Rising above our sense of individual helplessness. What miracles God can perform by us and for us and through us, collectively as well as individually. You're a son, you're a daughter of God. Never think, never believe that God cannot work through you to accomplish great things. Every member of this congregation is important. Every member of this congregation is important to God, and it should be important to each the other. You important to me, and me important to you. One by one. One by one. Let us not let our Father down. God used a stuttering Moses. You remember? God used a stuttering Moses to go down to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Let us, one by one, believing in God, standing with God, one by one, becoming God's representative, continuing to be God's representative, one by one, overriding all the opposition that man's ignorance and sin can war against God. One by one, we may not amount to much, but the truth we stand for amounts to a whole heap of lot. I don't know if that's a phrase or right words, English teachers, but forgive me if it's not. But we manage. We need to understand. Let me rephrase that. We need to continue, no matter what our situation or circumstances are, we need to continue to understand who we are because of whose we are. We are sons and daughters of God. And our response and our attitude regarding living life under difficult circumstances and under pleasant circumstances, I am a child of God. Paul was never depressed, even though he was put in prison. Time and time again, all because he preached the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And even when we read the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, he wasn't afraid. He was in jail and he knew he wasn't getting out with his life. But he wasn't afraid. He says, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me. Knowing who we are, knowing whose we are, we can do that which others think cannot be done, because we have God on our side as we walk with our Heavenly Father. Where are you tonight? What are your thoughts tonight? No matter what you are involved in, God can be of help if you trust Him and obey Him. God is on your side. No matter what the doctor said and no matter what anybody else said, if you're walking with the Lord, God is on your side and you are on God's side. So with you on God's side, He's on your side. So walk tall. Stand tall. Learn. Remember. No matter what the situation or circumstances, no matter what the report from the doctor is, remember, you have another doctor. Not only another doctor, you have a caretaker. So if he decides you to come on home, you know that's all right. It's all right. It's all. I almost want to sing. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. That's all right. Well, what are the other words? It's all right. That's it. It's all right. Why? Because God is with me, because I am with him. So let us think above ourselves, church. Don't just look at the number of here. We got, I think you got the message. The lesson is yours. There are those here who have not been faithful to the calling of God. Come on home. Renew your life. Renew your dedication to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he can help you in every situation and circumstances you have or may encounter. For those of you who are here, you're not a member of the body of Christ, get on board. Get on board! Because you don't know when he's going to call you or when circumstances may put a difficult situation on your life. Believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ is indeed the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Be godly sorrowful for the things you've done and the life that you've lived, contrary to the will of God. Acknowledge him as Lord in Christ, his Son, and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed. Isn't that wonderful? God will forgive you of every sin you have ever committed, and he will adopt you as his adopted daughter or his adopted son. That can be your privilege. That can be yours tonight if you are not a child of God already. Whatever your status is, you come as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam?